Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we may remind you that this is a program wholly dedicated to the Word of God. And I shall ask your attention, please, to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 3, and we shall read it there, verse 1, which begins, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers." Now, I want you to read this next word as it is found in the original. It's incontinent here, but it means uncontrolled and fierce or vicious, despisers of those that are good. Now may God bless the reading of this most solemn and precious portion of His holy word. Indeed, it's heart stirring. But you know, when we have the word of God in our hands, we have God's eternal purposes, past, present, and future, all clearly told out, so that we need not speculate as to what the present holds and as to what the future has in store. And another thing I want to point out, too, because we're going to speak about conditions that will exist at the end time, just prior to the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, in other words, the rapture. Now, we have been stressing from time to time, and we feel that it is essential to bring before our hearers the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and coming very soon. And I have read to you a brief portion that clearly indicates this. In other words, some of the signs that we may see about us on every hand that tells us that His coming is at the very door. And did you notice we began our reading with this wonderful word, "this know"? The Apostle Paul was writing to his son Timothy in the faith, that is to say, his spiritual son. He had had the joy of leading him to a definite knowledge of salvation. And may I further too stress that when you come to the Word of God, we are in the sphere of definite realities, but not only that, but in the realm of absolute certainties, so that we do not guess, we do not speculate, we may know. It is a privilege that God has furnished for us that we may know. And let me further point out to you that just as men and women may know here and now that their sins are forgiven and their souls saved for eternity, let me remind you, for instance, of a verse. If you were to turn to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, you would there read these words, "These things write I unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, men and women, do not guess. You are not left to speculate. You are not left in doubt and wonderment as to whether or not you have present salvation, as to whether or not you are bound for the land of the pure and the holy. In other words, whether or not you are for sure going to heaven or to a lost eternity. No, no. It's possible to be sure. It's possible to know and have that enjoyment in your heart upon the best possible authority that one could possess. Why, for instance, you think of a scripture that goes like this, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Now, first it's possible then to know one's sins forgiven. And then God has been pleased to so reveal His thoughts and His purposes, present and eternal, so that we can know, too, as to the times in which we are living. In other words, it's possible to know how very near the end we are. Now, we have stressed this, I think, again and again, and it needs to be, because in our day there's a teaching that there's no such thing as the rapture, that is to say, the silent, sudden rapture of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He'll shout His believing people into His presence. In other words, there are men and women, perhaps millions today living, that may never die, that may hear the shout of the trumpet and be called into the presence of the Lord Jesus to meet the Savior in the air, and then to be escorted into His eternal courts, into His presence. But there's the Word of God also speaks of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the difference between the rapture and the revelation is this. At the rapture, all saints who have fallen asleep in Jesus will be resurrected and will have changed bodies. And those who are alive and remain will be caught up at the same time to meet the Savior in the air. He comes only to the air at the rapture. And then some 7 years later, we get the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes to the earth with His saints to set all the ills right forever and forever. Now, man is incapable of doing this, the best of men. Intentions may be good, and there may be an attempt or attempts by the leaders of the nation to bring in permanent peace, but it cannot be brought in that way. Peace is something that as individuals we possess when we trust Christ as personal Savior. And the poet says, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within, and all who trust Him know and enjoy peace. But now I want to come back to the thought of the revelation of our Lord Jesus, and we're going to think of some things that will exist that we can lay our very eyes upon, as it were, that we can see, so that we know that we are near the very end when we'll hear first of all the shout, and oh, what a joy that would be to our hearts. And just as one can know, for instance, their sins forgiven, their soul saved, for it says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all the believer justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Now let's come to the passage then. This know that in the last days perilous or risky times shall come. Now let me ask you, where would you be safe today? And I'm sure if you're honest with yourself, you would have to say, well, I don't know. There's no safety apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And safety is found and found alone in Him. But I wanted you to notice now that the apostle proceeds to tell us so that we can know for sure just exactly what's going to exist prior to the time when the Lord Jesus Christ will rise from His lofty throne and shout His people to Himself. First of all, as we have said, raise those who have fallen asleep in Jesus, and then those who are alive and remain together shall be caught up to meet the Savior in the air, and thus shall we be forever with the Lord. But now, what are some of the conditions that to characterize the last days? Well, he said there'll be risky times, but I want to pass on from that, and I want to notice with you something that if you're honest with yourself, you could not possibly get around. And so we read to you that in verse 3 he says, without natural affection, that's another characteristic, truce breakers, false accusers, uncontrolled. Now, aren't we there right today? Think of the rebellion. Think of the riots in the various parts of the United States. As a matter of fact, there's international rebellion and disrespect for constituted authority. And that's one of the very characteristics of the closing days just before the Lord Jesus Christ shouts His people to Himself. And then, as we have intimated and the Word of God so clearly teaches, some 7 years later, He will come, and He will come to set things right in this world, to subdue every phase and form of sin and of evil. And He is the only one that can do it. And so He says, in the last days, now He says, this know, there will be false accusers and uncontrolled, and then He says, vicious, vicious. And if we aren't there today, friends, then I would have to say, as regards myself, my apprehension must be very faint. And I'm sure you would say the same, too. Yes, we can see the evidences of around us everywhere. Practically everything is out of bounds, out of control. And would you be surprised if we tell you that it is not going to get better? Regardless of what men say, regardless of what men preach, their intentions may be good, conditions are not going to get better. They are rapidly getting worse. Everywhere, and it shall continue. And as a matter of fact, you would read it in this very same portion from which we have already called attention. Read down a little further in the chapter. Now, what we have in this third chapter is the conditions in the world. And then if you were to just go to the next chapter that follows it, we get the condition in Christendom. That is to say, in the religious circles where Christ is not acknowledged, where Christ is not owned, the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ is not owned. And so changing environment will in no sense bring in peace. It cannot. If peace comes, it must come by the peace bringer. And that's the reason why the Apostle Paul, in writing to his son Timothy in the faith, he says, preach the word. What men and women need in our day is the Word of God. And we would like, above everything else, if we could stir up a real interest in Bible reading and in Bible study. And I'll tell you what you need. First of all, you need to be saved if you aren't saved. And if you were to trust Christ as your Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you would have the key to the understanding of the Word of God. Now let's get a line from you. Care of this station, or write Evangelist John A. Horn, 817 South 7th, Atchison, Kansas.